Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Annie Dillard writes in her extraordinary essay, Total Eclipse, that seeing a partial eclipse bears the same relation to a total eclipse as kissing a man does to marrying him, which may be why more than 200 couples will say I do today, just minutes before totality in a mass wedding ceremony at a soccer complex in Russellville, Arkansas. Carlotta Cox and her fiancé Matthew Holloway will be there. They're from Knoxville, Tennessee. Carlotta, congrats to you both.
Thank you.
And so this is a big event, the elope at the eclipse, which organizers say, you know, is going to happen. All you need is a wedding license. They're going to provide an officiant, cake, flowers, decorations, music, everything you need to get married. How did you decide to do this on this day with this group?
We were actually scoping out places to view the eclipse. We've been trying to plan this event for the past 3 years now. We were trying to narrow down from Mexico to Maine where we were going to be at, and the places started filling up pretty quickly as far as like the lodging, and was Googling and came across the event Total Eclipse of the Heart, and we weren't really looking to get married at this point in our relationship, but since it was free and we're working with other people that are also planning their weddings, and they're like in $15,000, $20,000 range that they've already spent on their wedding.
Okay, so Carlotta, I have to ask you, we know that you and Matthew, you know, are very much in love. However, are you doing this just to get a spot to see the eclipse?
We were going to go either way. We had already bought our ticket, and then we, like a few days later, we had actually decided that we were going to go through with the elopement at the eclipse just really because it was included.
Well, how spontaneous. How great. So, Matthew, I was asking your bride-to-be, Carlotta, you know, people might suspect, I'm sure there were people who would do this, kind of fake the whole thing just so they could get a spot to watch the eclipse. How does your family feel about it? Are they coming too?
No, I have a buddy coming out, and I think that's the only one coming out. But when we get back to Knoxville, Tennessee, then we're going to do like a reception and everybody's coming out.
Wonderful. And you can show pictures. And speaking of which, I mean, you know what an eclipse looks like, and you know there's that time when suddenly everything's getting darker. And for some people, it's frightening. It's kind of foreboding. How do you feel about that being kind of the tone of your wedding day? And then the skies turn dark. And how do you feel about that part of it?
I look at solar eclipses as like a new beginning, and we get like 4 minutes and 11 seconds of totality. And I don't know, there's just something about it in the middle of totality. It's, you feel the temperature drop. If you haven't seen one before, you definitely need to add it to your bucket list, because nobody really knows what they're missing out on when they actually go in the path of totality. You can't be on the outside of it. It's really not the same.
Yeah. What you describe, it sounds like awe.
It is.
Yeah.
When it, you know, get totality, you can, you hear the crickets chirping and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. It just, I don't know, there's something about it.
Something special, which will now be, you know, part of your wedding. I'm presuming that in addition to whatever, you know, flowers and corsages and maybe a wedding veil, I mean, you know, are you both going to get, how are you going to dress?
I've got just like a blue dress shirt, and I've got a tie that's got stars and moons on it.
Wonderful.
Some people are going all out and wearing wedding dresses and tuxes. We are kind of going more for comfort, but we are kind of dressing up. So I have a navy blue dress that has gold and silver stars on it, and we're just, I'm wearing tennis shoes, white shoes, because we're going to be in this outfit for, you know, hours.
And I presume that along with your wedding outfits, you'll have a really nice set of glasses, because you don't want this to be, this is the day we got married and went blind. The two of us looking up.
Love is blonde.
That's right. So you'll have the protective gear and everything. And you get a ring.
I do. I get two of them. I get one in the sky and one on my finger.
Yeah. Oh, well, we wish you such a wonderful day. Thank you both so much.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Matthew Holloway there and Carlotta Cox, one of more than 200 couples getting married just before the total solar eclipse later today in Russellville, Arkansas. And we're going to try to reach them later after they've wed during our special live coverage as the total eclipse moves up and across the U.S. from Texas to Maine. Special coverage starts at 2 p.m. Eastern on many NPR news stations. I feel like I'm like a member of the wedding now of Carlotta and Matthew.